Good evening, Onalaskans. Welcome to the Onalaska City Council Special Meeting, May 10th, 2021, 6 p.m. This time, I'll ask the city clerk to read the public comment message.
Certainly. Thank you, Mayor. So I'd like to let everybody know that's joining us by Zoom or the telephone that the mayor and council value and encourage community input at meetings of the city council. There is a time limit of 3 minutes per person per topic. And options for public comment include in person at the meeting here in council chambers, by telephone or Zoom. Notify me if you'd like to provide comment using the Zoom features, either a chat message or raise your hand. If you're on the telephone only, you can do *9 to raise your hand. During regular, so notify me through the Zoom chat features or *9 if you'd like to comment. And you need to notify me in advance if you want to comment during the council discussion of a particular regular agenda item. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. City clerk, this time I'll ask for a roll call.
Certainly, Mr. Bell.
Here.
Ms. Coleman.
Here.
Mr. Gregory.
Here.
Mr. Nicholson. Oh, I see you're muted again, Mr. Nicholson. I'll come back to you. Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungel?
Here.
Mayor Tudyakov?
Here.
And Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do have a quorum, all members present. And got a new member here tonight, Mr. Robinson. Glad to see you back in the council chambers. okay, at this time, I'll ask Councilman Tungel to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungel. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please?
Move to adopt agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Coleman. Roll call, please.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungel?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Bell?
Yes.
And a vote 6-0 in favor of, we have approved the special meeting agenda. Our next item is item 5, community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. There will be another opportunity for comments near the end of the meeting. Does anyone present in chambers wish to speak? There's no one here to speak on this issue. City clerk, are there any written comments?
I've received no written comments, and nobody on Zoom or phone has indicated a desire to speak.
No written comments or phone by Zoom. All right. We'll move on to item 7. We are now in a regular meeting agenda. 7A, first up is Resolution 2021-26, authorizing the city manager to implement one-time rate increase to the electric proprietary fund of 6.1%, a one-time rate increase to the water proprietary fund of 3.6%, and a solid waste proprietary fund rate increase of 33% phased in over a 4-year period. I have a motion and second to adopt Resolution 2021-26.
Move to adopt Resolution 2021-26.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Bell. I'll turn it over at this time to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. As you know, city staff works with consultants about every 3 or 4 years to perform utility rate studies, and as part of that also reviews the revenue requirements for those rates. This really helps us to ensure that the rates are addressing the cost that is incurred in providing the utility service. City Council has been reviewing the studies that were conducted this year, this past fiscal year, those studies as well as recommendations since February. The last meeting, April 26, Council voted down the resolution that addressed all of the utilities in one resolution that was developed based on these studies. What you see before you tonight are two separate resolutions. The resolution that you are considering at this very moment is Resolution 2021-26, which focuses in on the electrical, water, and solid waste utilities. There seemed to be general consensus over the approach for these utilities, and staff recommends approval. The memo itself in your packet outlines the rationale and history related to this recommendation. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Dan to review further.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Here we are again. So I think we've covered everything in the last meetings. Are there any questions or input?
Councilman Robinson.
So when the city went to put in and hook up Alyeska to City Power, I think it was back in 2014. They voted to do it in 2013. Then city manager Mr. Martinson had a public hearing at that, and I expressed my concern then that there was no power sales agreement in place and that there was no guarantee that the processors would stay continued hooked up, and I repeated that numerous times. And yet we have no power use agreement. We've spent millions of dollars and we have not recovered that, and it's likely we won't, because they're not using the electricity at the rate they probably should be. So one of the things that I need to see, or what I'd like to see change in the power rate studies, the basically utility rate studies that we have, is that we not only include what we're going to need for revenues, but let's take a good hard look at why those costs have increased and get ahead of as many of them as possible. I can't see where a $4 million hit to our utility fund can be absorbed other than through rate studies or rate increases. And for that reason, I object to this. I mean, I just, we need to do better. We failed this community greatly by not instituting those sales agreements and making sure that we got our tax dollars back. That's all I've got to say about that.
Hey, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Coleman, we'll go down the list here for comments.
So this might go back to interdepartmental uses and stuff, but The solid materials and the water and the wastewater that goes back and forth from our treatment plant to the landfill takes up a significant amount of usage. Like, and I'm trying to recall the pie graph that I saw on that, but there's a how does that work you know, I mean, or it's just in, I mean, you talk about the users and the cost that the users have on the system. How is that being dealt with? Is like, it's basically this material is just moving back and forth. And I mean, maybe it's just I don't understand the complexities of it, but it just seems like there's a lot of expense that is just within our, between our water, our between our landfill and our wastewater. So I don't know how that is incorporated into the expenses of the proprietary funds and how that comes out overall. So I think it just may be just a complex kind of, like, you know, how does that system work, but doesn't, how does that pay into the rates and the payment system? Are we just paying, just one department just pay another for a service?
Yeah, as you know, anything that comes across the scales in the landfill gets charged for. That's code. And so wastewater makes sludge, and they bring the sludge out to the landfill, and we charge them for that sludge at the landfill. And the sludge goes into the sales in super sacks, and because of that sludge, there's more leachate. So the leachate is sent to the wastewater plant, and we charge per code. The wastewater plant charges for the leachate. It's not quite a break even, but almost. So it's kind of like a vicious circle there on charges. So yes, it is an expense to both solid waste and wastewater.
And that still has to come out. You get charged for this, and then you get charged for that, and that's all true. That all has to be paid by someone. And even though it's in the department, it's still paid by the taxpayers, ultimately. So I don't know if there's, if anybody's looked to try to figure out how to reduce that. Like, again, I'm just trying to refresh my memory on the pie graph and how, what a significant part that goes to the expense of, or, you know, to that sector. So I don't know if there's been any engineering considerations to try to reduce those costs and those.
There has been. We've looked at the sludge, and the reason we built a new plant under EPA rules was to take that sludge out of the ocean. And so we're going to have the same amount of sludge no matter what we do. That's what our plant was made to do. As far as the charges go, you know, we looked at code change and this and that, but like I say, it's almost a break even, so it's kind of like a circle. So and the people don't pay for that through their taxes. They customers pay for what comes out to the landfill, and also customers pay for what goes to the wastewater plant. So the individual customers, in this case the wastewater and the landfill, are the ones paying for that. But as far as, I know where you're getting at on the taxes, as far as the expenses or revenue overall, that is paid for by the yearly budget. So.
Okay, I have nothing further.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Gregory?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, could I ask that council members get close to their mic? It's very difficult to hear. I could just barely hear Sherry and just barely hear Dan. So it's really hard on the phone to hear if you're not right up to your mic. But other than that, I don't have any comments or questions on this one. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Bell?
there's a couple comments that I want to make here, and I'm not sure where they actually fit in the whole scheme of things. I'm looking at, you know, let me start off first of all with the whole leachate thing. You know, I think the increase in leachate is not necessarily from the sludge that's going back in there. It's the fact that we have 5 open cells now instead of 3 open cells. So we got a lot more rainwater going down through the garbage and collecting in those cells. And maybe this, I'm looking at the solid waste increase here, and there's 2 categories in here that aren't material classes, and it just, I'm not sure how to categorize what I'm seeing here, but you got 2 of them, equipment and labor. They're not material classes, but yet we're going to take all these classes as a material class and raise them. It makes me wonder if the amount of time spent or the understanding of what these rates are in here, it just kind of raises a yellow flag in my mind that we're just using a blanket formula to try and go through all this stuff. The rate increases on all this are large rate increases. And going through talking with various people about, you know, the history and how we've come to this, you know, there's the obvious rate increases where we've had increase in labor costs and, you know, just cost of materials and everything else has gone up over the years. But it just kind of rubs me the wrong way that there's a lot of input that talks about varying degrees of bad decisions or bad management that has happened over however many years, and all those decisions just seem to be accumulating into where we need to do these huge rate increases. It makes me question when we start looking at the CMMP, are all these projects as crucial as we're being told they are? Are they as necessary as they need as it's being sold to council? I guess it's more comments than it is questions, but I just wanted to get those out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. It's about Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, with the solid waste and stuff, if you already have a gasifier and stuff like that, would that be able to cut some of the costs and possibly save some money just having proper equipment?
Yes, I believe you asked about the gasifier. That is an active project right now. We're going into design with it. And yes, in the long run, I think the capital outlay is going to be quite a bit, but in the long run, it would save money in the end than what we're doing now overall.
Thank you, Dan. That's all that I have.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Tungle?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, every time we do rate studies, we seem to be catching up on everything. But we've talked up about this for a few sessions, so I don't really have any other question. I think we come to an agreement on the last meeting to separate the solid waste, is it? So I don't really have no more question on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Before we move on, I want to comment on Mr. Robinson's comment regarding the investigation or doing a financial feasibility study of our what he was mentioning earlier. I think that we asked about that about a month ago, and I think it is an issue. We need to look at what we are bringing forward in various departments and doing evaluation of efficiency and all that. So I will support that if we can get the wording to get it done. I have no it's unfortunate Councilman Bell brought up the issue of, you know, misuse and management possibly or whatever of utilities. Over the years, being a resident, the city has been trying to catch up with EPA and being legal boundaries of being able to operate these utilities safely and without hurting the environment. And this is where we are today because of that. It's not necessarily something that some individual or a group of individuals have done, but we need to balance our costs to operate, and that's going to mean community and stakeholders that from industry are going to have to pay a little bit more. So with that said, I'll any more comments? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, I touched on the electric rates. We have a situation with our sewer treatment plant. We're more than likely going to have to go to secondary sooner than we wish. That's going to be a large undertaking as far as, you know, a financial burden to the city. And we already have some extreme, well, I mean, it's the largest portion of our utility bill is generally the wastewater. We do need to get a, you know, bring it in line to be a little more fair to be able to charge for the to get an accurate charge for it. And like I said at the last meeting, you may not have been able to hear me, but I brought up before the last time this came around to the council that maybe we should start charging per toilet instead of per gallon of water. And almost got, if looks were bullets, I'd be dead. Mm-hmm. I got a pretty bad reaction from that one. But in all actuality, the sewer treatment plant is treating just that, waste, human waste. And it only seems right to me that we focus on that charge, on a per toilet instead of per gallon of water. Or the amount of water utilized. And then the other thing is, with that, we need to figure out some, you know, if there's anything else that we can do with the stormwater runoff to where we don't have to run it through that plant. If it means putting in larger separators or what we can do, but it'd be nice to be able to get rid of that, you know, that burden. And of course, the gasifier is a good step in the right direction for dealing with our sludge. We can burn it. How about just piling it on the pile of pallets out there and letting it go for now? But you know, those are things we all need to work on. But I'm afraid where we're going to have to go with this, and it's going to make it near impossible for people to make ends meet here. And that's why I'm so opposed to the passage of this. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Any further comment, Council? Okay. What was that?
Is it online?
No. Yeah, I didn't even touch it. Okay. Let's see. Are there any public comment? City Clerk, do we have any public comment?
No one has signed up to speak.
No one signed up to speak. Okay.
I'm incorrect. I'm sorry. Deneen Luby has... there is one person on Zoom who has her hand up. So, Ms. Luby, I just sent you an unmute request. If you could use star 6 and unmute. All right, Ms. Luby, go ahead.
Hello, this is Deneen. Oh, sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. You're blasting right in here.
Hello. Can Okay, sorry. I'll try not to talk too loud there. Just listening to all of this over the last few months, it does seem like there is going to have to be rate increases. But one of my thoughts was to, instead of making it such a burden on the residents of Unalaska, especially our elders here, I worry about them, the people that are on fixed incomes, living on small Social Security checks, and continuing to raise their income. It seems to me that maybe, you know, I know it looks like we have to get to that 1.25 debt service ratio, but possibly reevaluating and looking at even maybe a bigger sales tax increase. It would get spread out. You know, the residents still would have to pay through sales tax, but also that would distribute it out to other people that come into this community and maybe help lessen the burden. It might be just a thought. I thought if you raise the sales tax to 2% instead of 1% more, you would bring in $4.6 million, which, you know, would cover a lot of that. I know we need about $7 million, but if you double the sales tax, you would meet the full increase. So just something to think about when you guys are trying to figure out where to go with this. So thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Any further public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote on resolution 2021-26.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
No.
On a vote of five yes and one no, the resolution 2021-26 passes. Our next item on our agenda is resolution 2021-27, resolution authorizing the city manager to implement a wastewater preparatory fund rate increase of 40%. Phased in over a four-year period. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2021-27?
Move to adopt resolution 2021-27.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and City Council. So this resolution focuses only on the wastewater utility. There was not general consensus with the City Council as to how best to approach the rates for this utility, so we created a standalone resolution for this one. Staff recommends approval, and with that, I will hand it again one other time to Dan.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Council members. Again, we've been looking at this for quite a while now. Just a refresher, staff's recommendation is increasing the wastewater rate by 40% over a four-year period. During our discussion, there was an option 1B that will increase all customer classes by that 40% equally. And then also option 1C, which was discussion with council last time. 1C is a modified rate design that increases the wastewater industrial rates by 80% and the residential and commercial customers by 38.5%. So by doing that, you'd have a 1.5% decrease in the residential and commercial customers and increase of the industrial quite a bit. So any questions or input?
Thank you, Dan. At this time, I'll call Councilmember Dungle for comment or questions on this resolution.
Okay, so what kind of percentage is going to bring that up for residential once you do that figure?
Yeah, can you go to page?
Yeah, page 4.
So these are the costs you see up here. Like I said, residential and commercial will have a 38.5% increase. As far as the actual rates increase to the different residentials, you'll see on the metered customer, it would go from current of 20.87 per month. This is, and then the flat rate of 28.91%. And then along with that, the increase of we usually charge the metered group also $2.51 right now per 1,000 gallons. So that increase would also increase, which I don't see here. Metered industrial would be the big jump, and they would go from $20.87 flat rate to $37.57 compared to residential of $28.91 flat rate. The industrial metered is paying also $1.13 per gallon, and that would go up to $2.03.
That's over 4 years, right?
That's over a 4 year period, yes.
Thank you.
That was one C.
No, that was one C. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1B would be, if you're interested in that. Okay, 1B would be residential unmetered flat rate from $114.04, that's current. That increase by 2025 would be $159.66, which is a $45.62 increase at the end of the 4 years. Metered customer flat rate from 2087 and would jump up to 2922 for the flat rate. The industrial flat rate would be the same flat rate as the commercial volume, but again, their charge per 1,000 gallons is right now is at $1.13. That would increase to $1.58 per 1,000 gallons, and that is the 40% across the board increase for everybody. So that volume charge increase would be a 45-cent increase for industrial. $11.43 increase for commercial, and an $8.35 increase for residential.
Hello. Mic went out. Sorry about that. Next, I've got Councilman Gregory.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I said last time, I don't think the residential customer should be bearing the brunt of the wastewater program, as the our previous public speaker said, that we've got so many folks who are on fixed incomes that they can't afford a 40% increase. I would be in favor of supporting Mr. Robinson's idea of maybe charging per toilet, if we can see how that might work out. But I think we need to increase the rate for metered commercial and the metered industrial, and keep the rate for the unmetered residential the same with no increase. And so as this is written now, I am against this this change, and I'll be voting no on it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, we're at Councilman Coleman.
If I have a meter, mine's out too.
Hello.
That's okay. I'll
try this one.
All right.
Okay, we'll try this again. If, as a resident water user, and I'm metered, I am billed under the commercial wastewater, correct? There is no rate for residential rate metered wastewater.
That's correct. There are no residents out there that have meters on their wastewater.
Okay.
So we charge for water and wastewater out. So whatever water comes into your house is what we charge for wastewater going out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilman Coleman. We seem to have mic trouble. Better pick it up here, I guess. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. My mic's still good. I spoke, I guess, prematurely on the last one about the wastewater, but I think we need to take a really good close look at how we charge for this. If it's a matter if we change the method and the processors go to make their own water, so be it. They'll make their own water. Let them. You know, for years and years and years, there was always a hesitancy to look at increasing, say, for instance, the raw fish tax, because if we did, they would just go somewhere else and fish. Well, you know that's not going to happen, but it was a threat nonetheless. So that's what I'm saying is if we make this per toilet, because that's what we're treating, then I think it's going to be something more fair and be able to capture a lot of the costs that we basically flush at this point in time. So I'm going to, again, oppose this one. I'm not in favor of a rate increase. I think we can cover a good portion of this under, from the general fund as we did previously, and look at ways to bring revenue in that would be through, like Deneen said, Ms. Luby said, is looking at increasing the sales tax or doing a marine fuel sales tax increase or something along that lines, specifically to supplement our utilities and across the board utilities. And I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Bell.
I'm looking at our options here, the 1B and the 1C, and it just came across to me that, you know, the difference in the unmetered residential rate between the two is 1.5%. So either way you go, the difference is only $2, whereas the industrial rate increases in 1C doubles in order to get to the same dollar amount. Is there that much difference in the volume that's being charged, or why does that math work out that way? But the bigger question here, the bigger thought goes back to what Mayor Tudikoff and even what Vice Mayor Robinson have talked about before, is having, you know, some kind of study that looks at our utilities and the best way to move forward with these, and where we need more efficiencies in our utilities, so that we don't keep spiraling up on this same circle that we have, where we just keep building and building, and every time we build, we say, oh, let's pay for it out of the proprietary fund, until the proprietary fund is paying so much debt that we have to keep increasing the rates at a rate that really is going to turn this, that moves this place more towards a work camp. At some point, companies are going to be the only one that are going to be able to afford the housing, and just because the cost of living is going to be so high. And I'm getting off here a little bit, but, you know, down the road, it makes it impossible for, say, even our kids to come back and want to live or work in this community, because the cost of living is just so high that, you know, a young person can't make it in this town. And it all just comes in full circle. For those reasons, I'm not going to support this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm kind of leaning towards Mr. Robinson's suggestion per toilet use, commercial and industrial, paying a little more due to the fact that they're producing more, and it is a burden on the community, on the residents, for, you know, having to pay, you know, all these increased bills and stuff. So I think I'm kind of leaning against this one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Nicholson. All right, I got everyone spoken. Any seconds? Councilman Coleman?
Whether you charge by toilet or you charge by water, you still have a charge. And it doesn't, I mean, it still has to cover the cost. I mean, so if you look at that as your underlying principle, I guess it's like you still have costs that have to be covered. And I, going through budgets and going through CMMPs, I turned down the CMMP for this, you know, I voted against it, specifically because I look at the projects and the way the projects build into the overall revenue sharing, the way the money's moving, and these proprietary funds, and how you have to cover the cost of projects through this. So, and to do that, you have to increase rates. So if you want it, you got to pay for it. And so right now, I mean, as a consumer, and you need just, it's unfortunate, but I think this is where we're at now. And it is not my intention that if it goes out and it passes, it doesn't give carte blanche to go and spend more. I mean, I think that's up to this council to really watch the spending, and our management is to oversee and to watch this better. So I'm going to support it, and but it just, like, I guess it doesn't matter how you shine this one. You knew that was coming. So, I mean, that's where we're at. We just have to move forward. So, I mean, I just haven't heard. I mean, and if this does, if fails, I look forward to having a more, you know, more conversation on this, because it needs to be resolved. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to remind council that this is the minimum rate increase that we need. We need to increase our DSC, our debt services charge. So when the wastewater phase two comes in, EPA makes us do that, then we're able to get a bond for it. If our DSC is below 1.25, we won't be able to sell bonds. And we also won't be able to get any low interest rate loans from the AEDC Clean Water Act loan. So I ask council to do this rate increase, and with in mind that this was the minimum increase that we could come up with options. The main increase was quite a bit more, and even with this increase, you're looking at an $864,000 revenue shortfall. If you don't do this rate increase, you're looking at $1.8 million revenue shortfall. So you're not only helping out the revenue, you're also helping out bringing that debt service charge up above 1.25, so we're able to sell bonds and or get low interest loans. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dan. Any further seconds? Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask, if it's that 1.25, it's what supply on this, like on that 1C?
Yes, I believe this increase that's recommended by staff will increase it to 1.34.
But one more question. All commercial and industrial are all metered, right?
Not wastewater, no. We charge them also from water in, wastewater out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hearing no other seconds, I'll move on. I would like to say that I don't think that the use of our general fund to come to an evil level. What I would like to see the council do is pass this resolution, and let's get into that study of what we can do better and more efficiently, and possibly take those that study and bring it back to the council for possible, you know, reduction at some point to our residents. I mean, I really fear for the residents, such as Councilman Coleman mentioned, and the elders, and we had a spokesman earlier that mentioned the elders also, and you know, they're on a fixed income, not like most, probably 80% of this community is making a great income, and they're barely getting by. So with that, I'll call for comments, public comments.
No one has signed up to speak, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll call for a roll call vote on resolution 2021-27.
Certainly. Mr. Nicholson? I'm sorry, I wasn't able to understand what you said, Mr. Nicholson. Your vote, please.
That's a no.
Thank you, a no. Mr. Gregory?
Yay.
Again, to confirm, was that a no or a yes?
No.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Robinson?
No.
And a roll call vote of four no and two yes. Resolution 2021-27 fails. Oh, what's our next move on this particular issue, City Manager?
So, again, what we will not be able to bring forward is this resolution as it appears before you this evening, because council has turned that down. What we've heard today are some interest in researching different structures of the fee itself. I'm not overly confident that we would be able to come forward with a complete restructure of, you know, per toilet. I also heard that there's interest in, you know, looking more at an option that is heavier on the industrial side. We already have some existing options that we can pull from our existing study and bring that forward for discussion. I also heard that there's some interest in looking at the general fund. And so we can kind of piece together. So I'll get with staff and we'll kind of piece together some of those options moving forward and bring that to council for consideration. One thing that I didn't hear tonight, but we have done in the past, is council has actually approved the use of the 1% fund that's supposed to be used for capital projects. Council has used that in the past to offset rate increases, meaning to not increase the rates and to cover the cost that way. That might be something that we bring forward to council to consider, as they've done that in the past. The other component that staff has not discussed tonight, but that came up in the public comment, or is that component of a special additional 1% or fill in the blank 2% tax that would be create a new fund to specifically go to support utilities. We can make that part of that discussion and perhaps kind of lay out kind of a puzzle piece, if you will, and so you can see that fuller picture of what that might look like. Certainly that's a different discussion than rates, but it is addressing the overall concern that we're trying to address right now. So have I missed any? So I guess what I'm saying is we'll explore some of those options and be bringing those before you as soon as we can. I would like to know from council if I've missed any point. Obviously, so I want to know if I'm missing anything, but I do want to acknowledge, yes, I hear you, and city staff hears you when we talk about using need to be good stewards of the taxpayer money. I am in the beginning stages of looking at what it might, of trying to scope out a project of what it might look like to look at all city functions and organization and our processes to increase that efficiency and effectiveness for us and for the community as a whole. So that's another key component. So what else am I missing?
Okay, thank you. Councilman Robinson?
Yeah, I would prefer not to use the capital fund, but to pull it out of the general fund instead and leave that for some of the capital projects that we have on our horizon.
Okay, thank you.
But also, let's look at you know, increasing revenues through whether it's a marine sales tax, an increase in the sales tax alone or what. But that said, I would prefer to see maybe an exemption or carved out specifically maybe to marine fuel. That way it's the vessels that like Fisherman's Finest that come in here and fuel up and take all their profits out and sue the state and that type of stuff, that we can capture some of the money that floats out of here, so we can provide the services that they desperately need. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungo?
Yeah, we got to be careful on the 2% marine fuel, because they're not, Fisherman's Pine is not the only it's not the only company out there. We got a lot of company that uses a lot of fuel, and they all pay these taxes. And we got a lot of local fishermen that uses a lot of fuel, and they'll be affected, right, with them. So I got to be careful, right? just doing for marine. I think we got to be broad. If we're going to do taxes, we're going to do it the right way and not just pick up one item. And it's pretty much marine fuel, bringing a lot of taxes in this community. So I hate to see them fuel somewhere else too. They can bring a barge. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungle. All right. Well, we're asking the city manager to reevaluate and restructure and possibly come back with a new plan. And when can we expect to see that? What meeting date? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
At least the 25th at minimum.
Okay. Just give the council an idea when to look for it in comments. All right. Well, thanks, city manager. At this time, do we have any council directives to the city manager? Hearing none. The next item is the community input and announcements. Last chance for people to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Does anyone present wish to speak? Yeah, go ahead, Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. The Alaska Supreme Court today ruled unanimously that it was not unconstitutional for their fisheries landing tax, meaning that we'll be able to continue to receive that tax. I think it's good news for the city of Unalaska because that would be a devastating hit to our budget and hinder our ability to provide a service to the entire fishing industry. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great deal, and not only Unalaska, but other small communities that rely on fish tax. The any further announcements from in-house? None? Okay, what about city clerk? Do we have any written or Zoom?
Neither, sir.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me. All right, having completed all items on the agenda, this meeting is adjourned at 6:58 p.m.